thoughts that you weren't going to come back this year?
I never really thought like that. I just wanted to get the season. I needed some time to rest, spend some time with the family, get away, and and after a month or two of rest, got back, got excited, started working out, and feel great right now.
What's your sense on Junior's situation? You think he still wants to play?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to Junior. I paged him a couple of times. He didn't call me back, but Junior's a warrior. He loves football, so if he wants to play, I guess he'll play.
Why do you think he didn't call you back?
Probably too busy surfing. He likes to surf, so surfing is a priority over everyone.
Ronnie, what has this particular offseason been like? Not just for you, but if you had to speak, if you're speaking for the team, any peculiarities of this offseason in particular?
Not really. Probably a lot shorter than what we anticipated, being right back in the fold, offseason program and everything. But for the most part, it's been a good off season. I think guys have enjoyed themselves, got a chance to get away with the family and spend some time away from football, which you have to get that mental break. But now guys are coming back focused and ready for the season.
Given the veteran leadership and the number of people who've been in the trenches on this team, is it fair to say that this team is better suited to look forward and not back than perhaps other teams that may have been in position last year?
I don't know about that. It's just today we have an opportunity to get better for the I can't make predictions for the future and what's going to happen for the future. We just have to keep getting better day by day, and that's always been our perspective. And really our goal is to really just take it day by day and not get caught up in where we're at and what we've done in the past, because it really has no effect on what's going to happen in the future.
How long after the game in February, how long did the pity party last with you? Did you put it behind you right away, or did something that stewed?
I don't think you have a pity party when you prepare, when you give everything, when you lay everything out on the line. There's no need for a pity party. I mean, it's just, you know, you give everything. You give everything, your heart, your soul. You sacrifice things with your family, things that you normally wouldn't sacrifice. So it's no pity party for me because I laid it on the line.
How often do you think about that?
Don't think about it. Just like I don't really think about the past Super Bowls. I just keep myself focused on the next year and what I have to do the following season and how I'm going to keep myself in shape and just my mental perspective and knowing all the defensive calls. So when I retire, I have enough time to sit back and reflect on how terrible I thought I was. So there's no need to do that now.
Do you feel you have more on your plate because there are so many new faces in the secondary? Or?
No. I mean, every year, no team stays the same. You're always going to have a bunch of new guys, veteran and rookie-wise. They just have to blend in, and that's their job, to blend in and learn the system, learn what these guys do each and every day, and that's come to work.
Did you have to think at all about coming back this year?
Mm-mm. Just needed some rest. That's all, and I got a chance to get some rest at home. It was nice just to get away from football. You spend 6-7 months doing something, grinding day in and day out. You get tired mentally as well as physically. So just getting some rest, you get re-energized and ready to go.
So this was a given from the get-go?
Yeah, I pretty much would say that.
Yeah. Rodney, Shank Williams is one of the past OTAs, talked about being excited to get a chance to play beside you and learn from you. What's it like for you to see a guy like that kind of play a similar style to you to have him in the fold now playing with you?
Well, I like him because he's such a humble kid, and he wants to learn. He's always asking questions. He works hard. He's a pretty quiet guy to be so big and imposing. But a guy that, we're excited about, and I'm just glad he's on our team because, you know, he definitely can help us.
After everything you put your body through the entire season, obviously the physical rest of the season, important for the season, but given how the season went, week after week, the questions on the field, what was this mental rest like? How long did that take? Longer than normal?
I think you guys put a little too much emphasis on it. I mean, we really just don't get caught up in the media hype. I mean, before the season, it's, you know, questions here, questions there. And then once we start winning, it's questions about when are we going to lose? How can we handle the pressure? I mean, we just shut up and go to work. We don't listen to you guys. We don't get caught up in the hype. We don't really care what you guys say, with all due respect. It's just us keeping things in perspective and going to work, and that's what you can do. And so it wasn't that much of a mental strain on us to deal with that each and every week. I think it was more about us getting tired of you guys talking about it.
Was it a successful season last year collectively?
I don't know why you guys keep talking about last year. I mean, that it's behind me. I'm not even thinking about last year. I'm so excited about this year, and that's what I'm focused on.
You haven't played any games this year.
How long did it take to put it behind you?
Probably maybe last year, maybe a few weeks.
Tougher than usual?
Nah, not really. I mean, it's just like a few weeks it took when we won Super Bowls. A few weeks, got it, was excited. You know, traveled around and saw some people and got pats on the back. And you forget about it. You just move forward. You know, it's just, if you sit back and you kind of bask in what you've done, I mean, that's how you get caught up. And that's how you get set up for not being prepared and really just taking things for granted. You know, you have to forget about your successes as well as failures and just move forward.
I'm sure you have friends on the Giants. Have you talked to any of those guys this offseason? Bump into them or anything you say to them?
No, you just say congratulations and keep it moving. This is a new year. It's a new year.
What if one of these sports members, the guys, came up with a photo of the catch and it was autographed by Tyree and says, can you autograph this too? What would you say to him?
You got to pay me. Have a good day.